consider your much ignored nose, aka the snout, the sniffer, the olfactory sensor, the proboscis, the poop snoot. When you describe someone, you'll mention their hair, their eyes, their smile, maybe even the intonation of their voice. Rarely does one mention the nose, yet it is right there, as plain as the nose on your face. It's the medial line that delineates the symmetry. It defines beauty, handsomeness, cuteness, if you will. Its importance to raising your attraction towards someone is second only to the eyes. I mean, you can't just introduce yourself to someone, lick their face, and tell them, you're a snack. You taste good. But you can introduce yourself and compliment them on their perfume or cologne. The nose plays a large role in our lives, especially when it comes to attraction. And I believe that when it comes to attraction, our attraction to others, well, the nose knows long before you do. I mean, pheromones, come on. So let me go back a little bit. Not long ago, I saw an Instagram post by a rather striking-looking man. He had dirty blonde hair, beautiful blue eyes, nice smile. He was a professional, a doctor of sorts, assuming we believe Instagram. He informed me there's erectile tissue in the nose, and for some people, when they get aroused, they get stuffy. I thought to myself. Interesting. I watched it a couple more times for eye candy reasons. Pondered my nose and, maybe. This is groundbreaking science. How many people know about this? How many opportunities have I missed because of my ignorance? Oh, never again. Not now that I know the secret. I feel like I've gotten a new superpower, as if I needed more. And then I started thinking, I mean, was it an actual erection? I'll never be able to look at Pinocchio the same way again. What about the Cinero de Bergerac? I mean, he's obviously a shower with that snaz. But what happened when he saw Roxanne? Did his nose grow? Did it start curving upward? Was that the impetus of his doubt in pursuing this love interest? Fascinating rabbit hole. I'll have to ponder it later. But from here on out, having this knowledge, all I would ever have to do is, well, look for signs of a nose erection. It's much more socially acceptable to stare at one's nose than one's pants. I could now approach anyone I found attractive, confident that they would not reject me. Not be able to lie about the rejection anyway. I know I can't use this knowledge for evil, manipulative purposes, per se. But since I haven't found Mr. Right yet, I might as well find Mr. Right now. With these titillating thoughts in mind, I moved forward through my full day, and it just got better from there. No more swiping left for this girl. Oh, no. First stop. Where else? Coffee. Actually, I love their tea and scones as well. They also have locally made preserves that are out of this world. I'll have to take you there sometime. I took my breakfast to one of the tables, sat with my back against the wall, and began scanning the room. Slim pickings today. Not much to choose from at this particular coffee corner. Mostly couples, some with kids. an elderly gentleman whom I'm sure in his heyday, before the cane, he was quite a catch. But I think I might break him. But then I saw that guy, the one that's always in the coffee shop. It's predictable, handsome. He always sits at the same table. He wears a scarf indoors. Probably thinks it's some sort of ironic fashion statement. He's typing away today, as usual, on his expensive laptop, capitalizing on the free Wi-Fi. Talk about irony. I imagine he's trying to write the next great American novel. As I spy on him, I can see he's occasionally sipping his latte. Totally not my type. I think he takes himself entirely too seriously. So I was about to get back to my breakfast when he looked up and our eyes met for a brief second. He pushed his cute glasses up on his forehead and started to rub his eyes with his forefinger and thumb. Then he did it. He slowly moved his thumb and finger to the sides of his nose, and he started massaging the bridge of said schnoz. Right there in public. Right there for all to see. He was masturbating his nose in public. Oh my God. I muttered, as if, under my breath. I must not have hid my look of disgust because he lowered his glasses, packed up his overly expensive laptop in his man bag, got a coffee to go, and did the walk of shame out the door, expensive scarf fluttering in the breeze. I shook my head and finished my breakfast. Nothing interesting to report after that. My next stop was just around the corner, and after checking in, I walked across the waiting room in the office, found an open seat, and sat down. Doctor's visit. Happens to the best of us. The man on my right started to sniffle. I looked coyly at him from under my eyelashes, sly smile on my face. He looked quickly away from me with an almost embarrassed expression, a blush creeping up on his cheeks. He took a tissue from his pocket and wiped his nose. I felt a little interested, but thought I should play hard to get. Tease him a little. Pretend I'm not interested at all. Maybe even let him sweat it out. I mean, more than he already was. I picked up my magazine and started thumbing through it, enjoying the cornucopia of images. I glanced up over that magazine. There was a woman sitting across from me, a rather attractive one. Our eyes met. I smiled. She smiled. Then her expression changed as she raised her hand up and covered her traitorous nose. It must have been her old face because she sneezed twice, using her sleeve to cover up her mouth. After that, she seemed embarrassed by the attention she brought on to herself. Again, I smiled coyly and went back to my magazine, feeling pretty good about myself, knowing what I probably just did to her. Then I glanced to my left. This poor young man had his arm in a sling. Wonder what silliness he did to break that. He never looked up from his phone as he tried to text. He was kind of cute, though. As I was mulling over how to discreetly get his attention, my name was called by the nurse and I was led to another room. The doctor came in, asked how I was doing, took my vitals, gave me the obligatory flu shot, and sent me on my way. The waiting room was conspicuously empty as I walked through. The rest of my day was rather uneventful, working from home. Few calls with clients. After I was done, I zipped by to a friend's apartment for a glass of wine. He was super happy to be able to get together, He told me he had been excited all day in anticipation of our hanging out. He had rushed home to make a couple appetizers for us. He does love to cater to me. When we first met, I thought he was really attracted to me, but I was overwhelmed at the time, so I friend-zoned him rather quickly. I really enjoyed him, though. Getting together, talking to him, falling into existential rabbit holes. But lately, if I'm being honest with myself, I've been starting to feel something more toward him. I mean, he's cute. He's smart. He's thoughtful. He's funny. And he really challenges me, my thinking, in a way that very few can. So I thought I'd tell him about the video. You know, the nose one. I told him about how I felt like such a tease in the waiting room. I even told him about that nose masturbating pervert in the coffee shop. He listened intently, as he does, an occasional laugh. There was a new wrinkle between his eyes, though, and I noticed that he scrunched up his nose a few times. It was so cute. I couldn't help but wonder to think that. Maybe he is still attracted to me. And if so, maybe it's time to invite him out of that friend zone. Risk it. See what happens. So I shifted toward him. Slowly. Don't want to scare him away. His expression changed. I think it changed to his O face. He sneezed. He saw the look of anticipation on my face and said, "Don't believe everything you see on TikTok." He looked nervous, checked his watch, said, "Sometimes a sneeze is just a sneeze." Then he said he had to get going or he'd be late for his Tinder date to let myself out when I was done. Alone in his place. Interesting opportunity. And this is his loss for now. I wonder what kind of underwear he wears.